Blog Talk Radio.
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barn with the greatest of care. Something stirred when he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop all that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way and holler, holler, holler up and hit the hay, 'cause there ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. Shaking the ground, kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in. And hobble, 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 hobble with your chin, 'cause tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay, ground to dig and worms to scratch. Thanks a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch, 'cause there ain't nobody here but us chickens, done.
You're listening to Nonprofit Radio, FM 97.3, KZAC LP Sacramento, 104.9 FM, KGIG LP Modesto Ripon, or FM 93.3, KPHD LP Modesto Ceres.
Welcome to today's edition of The Backstory with former Mayor Carmen Sabatino, with news and information you will not read in the local paper or hear on area radio and TV. The Backstory presents an insider's view of what's really happening on a local political scene. And now, let's join your host, Carmen Sabatino, to learn The Backstory.
Well, good morning and welcome once again to The Backstory. This is going to be an exciting week. It started off this morning with a story by Kevin Valen, a reporter of The Bee. Headline, "After 3 years in office, Modesto mayor to give state of the city talk." Well, the talk is a smaller word than address. But Modesto mayor Ted Branvall is going to do something he has not done in the 3 years since he took office. He's going to give a state of the city address. Well, the reason, really, and probably that he didn't know what to talk about the first 2 years. Let me tell you something. Branvall is, they're after Ted, okay? And the two people that are after Ted are Bill Zielocki and Doug Ridenour. They're thinking about, you know, Branvall was good for one term and we'll turn him out and we'll find somebody else. Now, who is we? Well, you know, if you go back, and we want to go back to history to see what we can learn from that, but I was elected to office in 1999 and in December, and the very next month, there was an organization. It wasn't much of one. It consisted of two people. But a political action committee was formed just a few weeks after I took office. And the two main contributors were then supervisor, Jim DeMartini, and, of course, political consultant and the prince of slime politics, George Petrolakis. So, and the name of the committee was Modesto 2000, but the purpose of the committee was to oppose Mayor Sabatino. That's fair. But $10,000 was there, and they didn't have to spend it, apparently, because the committee filed again, and not refiled. This committee has been in existence for, 20 years? And the balance in that account is $10,400. Well, I think that's important because I'm thinking of ways to make them spend that $10,400. And maybe I'll ask them about that tomorrow night at the city council meeting. Branvall, getting back to him, he said that he was interviewed by the Modesto Bee, and he said, I think there's a lot to talk about. He said when asked whether there wasn't a lot to talk about in prior years, I thought that was good. Why didn't you talk about stuff 2 years ago? Well, because there wasn't a lot to talk about. No, it was because he didn't know what he was doing. And he admits it. He said, I was too new to the job when I took office in February of 2016 after winning a runoff election. And the city was in transition the next 2 years as it turned over many of its top management positions. So here's the plan, folks. He plans to work with the Chamber of Commerce to put together the event and wants community and civic groups to be part of it. I just want it to be all-inclusive. Yeah, well, this address will be at the convention center or really in the dining room, in the main ballroom of the DoubleTree. And you're going to have to pay to go. And no problem, they will sell tables for $1,000 a table, charge $25 to $100 to listen to the mayor. And it will be a fundraiser for the chamber. And what if you don't want to pay $100? Or what if nobody invites you? And of course, these are people with power and means. What if nobody invites you to the luncheon to listen to the mayor to sit at their table?
I think they're going to have seats against the wall for if you just want to listen to it. I'm not sure.
Yes, I am sure that there will be seats for people who don't want to have lunch but want to just sit and listen. Isn't that nice? Well, there's been previous chamber events like this. So 400 people, that's quite a chunk of dough. I'm going to be there. I'm going to go. I don't have to because I understand that Brandvall's outline or speech is online right now. So you can go to modesto.gov, I think, and pull that up and you can read it. Well, Cecil Russell is also quoted in the story. It's important for the electorate to understand the direction of their city leaders. I know what their direction is, Cecil. It's to take the triangle and build it. It's to build over Wood Colony. It's to develop the city from one river to the other river. And that's what the direction is. I have a whole new theory on what's happened to this city in 16 years. This city has been outsourced. City Council, instead of hiring employees that are responsible to the city manager that the city council hires, and of course the city manager should be responsible to the council. But when you have a city manager and staff who lie to the city council, who don't tell the city council what they're doing, and interestingly enough, I don't think the council know, well, they don't know, and I don't think they care. And I don't think they want to know, because if they want to know, they'll have to do something about it. Okay? So we've read, and we have to commend the Bee on this, we've read about some of the things they've done. The $16 million that was spent in this city without council approval. Mr. Russell, is that okay? Is the chamber keeping track of the council? Where's our watchdog? Simply, where is our watchdog? The other occurrence that I thought I found interesting is they decided to hire. First of all, let's start with the mayor. We got Brandvall. Next down is the city manager, and they finally hired interim city manager Joe Lopez, and they hired him because no one else wanted a job. Okay? Or no one else that was qualified wanted the job. No one else that was sane wanted the job. Why would you come to Modesto, to a city that's, it's in transition, Mayor Brandvall, and the transition now appears to, I think what I'm talking about, the transition is lack of responsibility, lack of fiduciary responsibility, and lack of, how should I, well, I won't put it in that word yet. So how do you become transparent? Well, you know, you hire a new city auditor. And you bring her here from, I think, North Carolina. And you think that maybe because she's a woman and she's black, that perhaps she won't know her job. That would be the profile by some of our people here. And they were astonished and disappointed to find out that Monica Houston, who they hired, was more than capable. She was experienced, and she was honest. And she started to tell the story. And she brought out the facts. And our people of power and means said, "Yeah, well, what did we do? Well, you know, we got to get rid of her. So let's start seeing what we can do. Let's file some complaints. Let's evaluate her 5 times in 6 months. And let's evaluate her 3 times without her even being present. And then, you know what? It seems like we can get away with anything. Why not just give her $275,000 and tell her to keep her mouth shut? Tell her to go away, and that if she speaks out, she'll lose the $275,000. You know, looking at all of these things, these negotiations of you have to keep your mouth shut if we give you this money, that should be outlawed. I mean, even our president has sent negotiators out to make deals with women that he's had affairs with, to keep their mouth shut. And then when they come forward, he says, "Oh, it's just not true." Well, okay, let's see. The Brandvall has got to wait. I think tomorrow night's agenda item just a brief profile of what he intends to do at the event. that the chamber is going to have for him. So let's see. He's noted progress in extending ACE commuter train service to Modesto. Really? You did that, Ted? You're the one that's responsible. You noted the progress, but are you taking credit for it? Service to San Jose could start as soon as 2020, and several trains are expected to connect Modesto to San Jose and to Sacramento by 2023. Here they come, folks, over the hill. Over the hill, and they will come. The train may make it possible that they can come and commute and come here to work, to live, and live in the Bay Area. Well, so this is something that Branvall did. Okay. Branvall also highlighted the recent opening of the Valley Children Healthcare's. Oh, Mr. Branvall, that was of your doing. In 2 years, you brought this project online. This specialty care center is another example of Modesto becoming a regional healthcare hub. So what does he do? He offers an opinion. And he says, we've got great medical facilities. We've got world-class doctors right here in Modesto. Well, that may be true, but there aren't enough of them. Okay, people do go to UCSF. They do go to Stanford. And I'm not demeaning local medicine. But, like I say, is this something that, Ted, you did? All right. So now, he also said employee pensions remain a challenge as the California public employees retirement system requires cities and other local governments to pay more money. Much of Modesto's pension costs are for police officers and firefighters, which place stress on the general fund budget. Ted, who gave them the pay raise? Wasn't it you and your administration? You know, during the time I was in office, a group of Modesto City employees came to me and they were complaining about the fact that they were only getting 1 or 2% pay raise, and they thought, I take it they were jealous of what the police and the firefighters were getting. And to be honest, I told them, I said, you know, it's difficult for you to get more than 1% because they're not afraid of you. You know, they should be. There's a lot of city employees that aren't in administration, and they should go out and find a candidate and back that candidate. Any candidate who will say, I will give you a pay raise. Maybe that's not a good idea for taxpayers. But police and fire have gotten the raises. Okay? And they've gotten a lot more. And that's just the way politics operates here. So anyhow, I'm anxious to go to tomorrow night's meeting. And like I say, how much time do we have?
We've got 10 minutes, 11 minutes.
11 minutes. I want you to listen to a guy by the name of Cecil Russell. And I want you to hear what Branvall and the city council did when I asked to speak. After Cecil Russell spoke. And we're going to do this until until we get a, until something goes viral. But we're going to try and tell people everything that is going on. Why don't we listen to Cecil Russell right after I spoke about the Convention and Visitors Bureau history.
All right, here we go.
Thank you. Do I have anybody else from the public wishing to speak on this item? You know, the person that was just up here says that he was mayor, and the truth is, he was. Before he was mayor, I was a board member, incoming chairman of the Chamber of Commerce. Had been on the board for a number of years. And I became chairman. And I'm not going to tell you the whole story. You know, the person who was just up here loves to tell you about the backstory. And I hate to use the term fake news. But I've listened to his derogatory remarks about the chamber and about me personally. I became chairman of the board. The CVB was housed in the same unit as the chamber, had been for some time. Now, I want to give you a history lesson. It had its own board. It had its own P&L. It had a, it's on its board, they were appointed by the city council. They had to have their P&L audited, not only by an independent auditor, but also by the city. The Chamber of Commerce charged for their rent, for all the equipment, everything they did, $25,000. It's been said by the person that was here that the Chamber stole $25,000 a year. That's absolutely an untruth. And frankly, I'll tell you, should be charged with libel. Because there's nothing further from the truth. $25,000, and in his vendetta, he swore to take the chamber, I mean, the CVB away from the chamber like it was some big deal. It was a big deal, because majority of Chamber of Commerce's and CVBs occupy the same place. Because when people come into a community, they go to either of those places to ask about what's going on in the city. So it was moved, and it was moved over to the DoubleTree. Go back and look at how much it cost the CVB to be in those quarters and for all of the equipment and everything that they had to do year in and year out. I'll guarantee you it was twice as much, if not three times as much, as what was the chamber was charging the CVB. Now, I'm only up here to kind of set the record straight. The untruths will continue. I support the direction that this council is going on today to, I'm going to say, reinvent the CVB. I've read the white paper. And it's really well done. And it advances the cause of the city. It advances the cause of hospitality in this community, which is really all we should be concerned about. So hopefully you'll consider the truths that I mentioned. It's the first time I've ever publicly refuted those claims. I've been told not to, because you don't want to give any credence whatsoever to a lie. But frankly, I can't sit here time and time again and for my own reputation to be impugned, and the reputation of a great organization in this community to be impugned by someone that I have absolutely no respect for. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Sabatino, you've had your time. Mr. Sabatino, you've had
Mayor,
your time.
Mayor, this now involves your city.
Mr. Sabatino,
I've been accused of libel, Mayor.
Time.
I have a right to respond to a public comment.
No.
Okay?
Chief.
He's opened a can of worms. And we will 8461814.
I mean, you've had your time.
Yeah,
I need to step away from the mic.
A little too much tonight, Carmen.
Way too much.
Thank you.
And there you go.
Was the word chief in there? On the transcript, it was.
Yes.
So somebody on the city council, I can't tell who it was, yes, said chief. When I turned around to leave the podium, the chief, and the chief doesn't want to mess with me, I don't think. The chief and a fellow officer had taken two or three steps towards the podium. And as I turned around and started walking back, he waved off the officer that was coming down the aisle with him. And I, to this day, I wonder, and maybe I'll get an answer from Galen, did he intend to walk down to the podium and touch me? I wonder. What were
his
intentions?
I've seen people escort out before. I've seen that.
Ah, well, okay. So you're going to escort me out of the chamber? Well, let's put it this way. We're not going to drop this. I'm not going to drop it. Cecil Russell will have nothing to worry about if I, in truth, am saying what he says I am, a liar, and the libel that occurred during that meeting, the threat to throw me out, only because I told them the truth. And so because I told them the truth, Cecil Russell should be held accountable. And if the chamber keeps him employed, they are responsible for him. So we'll be there tomorrow night. And we won't talk when we're not supposed to, but we'll have apparently 5 minutes to talk about Brandvall's state of the city plans. I don't think it's the address, but if you go to thecityofmodesto.gov and look at for tomorrow night's agenda, I think you will find his little speech about the city. So we'll go there prepared for that. We should have some debate. And we should have justice in this community who have been unjustly talked about and accused of things that just didn't happen. And every time I mention that, I think of what's going on in the courthouse right now. Well, they're not meeting now, but tomorrow they're in trial, a year's trial. After a year and a half's preliminary hearing, Frank Carson. Let's write about it. Thanks, folks. We'll see you tomorrow at 11. Tell you more about tomorrow night's city council. Thanks for listening.